Chapter 5, Riding the Freights in Mexico. The next morning, walking from the hotel to the railroad station, I took a shortcut across the network of railroad tracks I'd seen from the hotel window. On my way, I bumped into a Mexican kid about 15 years old. "Hey, Americano, ¿a dónde va?" he asked. "Where are you going?" He looked like a decent kid. "To the station to buy a ticket to the States," I responded. "You could take that freight train over there," he said, nodding his head. "It comes down full of cargo and returns empty. It's leaving in about an hour and goes directly to Mexicali." Mexicali was the border town across from Calexico, the California town where I was headed. I smiled. "Are you sure?" I asked, not particularly convinced. "Yes." I had no reason not to believe him. It sounded like a good idea, and I wasn't sure I had enough money to buy a ticket all the way anyhow. "Okay," I said. "Are you going that way?" "No, I just saw you and wondered why an American would be walking across the freight yard." "Oh," I said, nodding. "Well, thanks." We walked on a little further. "Would you like to buy some pot?" he asked, innocently enough. It's amazing how one pot smoker can recognize another. Or maybe it was just that I looked like an American hippie, and apparently all American hippies smoke pot. I looked at him incredulous. He was serious. I couldn't believe it. First, a free ride to the border, and then a stash of pot to boot. And I just barely emerged with my skin from a Mexican jail. "How much?" I asked. 50 pesos. I had to laugh to myself. This was too perfect. "Okay," I said, not even knowing how much pot I was buying. "I'll see you at the train. Stay out of sight," he said, and ran off. As I walked to the freight train a few hundred yards away, it never crossed my mind it could be a setup. 10 minutes later, he showed up at the boxcar. I stood in the doorway, slightly out of sight. He walked up and handed me a small brown paper bag of pot that included a package of rolling papers and a box of wax matches. Unbelievable. I paid the 50 pesos and stuck the pot in my duffel. A few minutes later, the train lurched ahead slowly as we started moving north, and I stayed hidden until we were out of town. Then, as we started moving faster up the coast, I moved to the doorway and sat with my feet dangling out of the boxcar, smoking a doobie and watching the waves crash on the deep blue wind-blown Pacific Ocean. I was in heaven, stoned and riding free on a Mexican freight train up the coast.